And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this very farewell edition of In Focus on this Monday morning. At April Mason, the departing provost and vice president for K-State, still in studio with us. And now we have Dr. David Luttrell, the conductor for K-State Orchestra, who's going to be conducting a farewell concert for yourself for tomorrow at K-State. Free concert. So glad to have you in. Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Well, how's it feel? You were just talking about during the break how it seems a little surreal still.
April and I have known each other for 8 years, and there's that connection that she talked about with my family. But I'm just saying, I can't believe I'm at this point in life ready to retire, because it just seems like yesterday I was starting out. I had a nostalgic thing that happened just a few days ago. I'd been clearing out my office, and I looked inside the cover of my Harvard Dictionary of Music. And inside the cover, it said, to David, at the beginning of his music career, Love, John, in 1966. And so, well, I'm not going to throw this book away, because that meant a lot that he had given that to me, you know, 50-some years ago. And here I am now on the other end of the career.
In 28 years conducting
orchestra. 31 at K-State and 28 conducting here at the orchestra, yes.
You've seen some change. Not only at K-State, but in Manhattan over the years.
Oh, tremendous amount of change. I grew up here in the 1950s, and I talk about that once in a while with my students, and the way the social changes have occurred and things like that, besides just the physical change of the city.
And I'll ask this question, and April, you can answer this question as well, because I did mean to ask this, but as far as that point of deciding to step away and to say farewell, what do you remember that moment?
It took about five or six or eight years or something like that, thinking about when to do it. It took a while when I retired from the Gold Orchestra in 2015. And as soon as I had done that and stepped away, I knew it had been the right decision. And as far as K-State is concerned, yeah, I could keep on going for probably years and years on. But I just wanted to do something different in life. I wanted to go out on a high point. I did not want to become bitter for any reason at all. I always gave it my all when I was in the classroom, and I can feel my energy has flagged a little bit, and I get tired more easily. That's just a natural occurrence that as you get older. But I still love the students very much, and I plan to teach 10 to 15 pre-college cello students out at my schoolhouse. That'll give me something to do.
And you said going out on a high note with the orchestra. Is the orchestra just really hitting on all cylinders right now?
Yeah, it has been for a long time. I hope. I started out the string sections probably doubled in size. The orchestra has gotten better over the years, and I just think it's time to hand it over to somebody else. And I'm very happy with my replacement.
And who is your replacement?
It's Rachel Dirks, who has been teaching in the public schools for 25 years. She's working on her doctorate right now. She's a marvelous cellist. I tried to get her to come to K-State 31 years ago when she was in high school. And so I've known her all this time. I had no idea that she had applied for the job. That was kept secret from me, of course. And as soon as I found out that she was coming for her interview, I told Cora Cooper, my colleague, that I was thrilled, because she's highly respected in the state. She's an excellent musician, fine cellist. She's the one who inspired me to take the Gold Orchestra to Carnegie Hall in 2001. She'd taken her Newton High School Orchestra there in 98. And so I have a great deal of respect for her. She's extremely nice as a person, too. So the kids are really going to enjoy her. And I hope she does a better job than I do. So.
Brady Bowman here with David Luttrell, the conductor for K-State Orchestra. They're going to have their farewell concert tomorrow night. Give you some dates on that, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in McCain Auditorium. And best of all, free.
Free.
Free of charge to go in and hear some great music. Also have April Mason in studio. And April, I'll ask you that question real quick that I just asked Dr. Luttrell, as far as that moment of knowing that this was the time to step away. Do you remember that moment?
I think David and I have something in common. It wasn't a moment. It took some time. I'm not sure it took me 8 years, because I've only been here 8 and a half. But there just comes a time that you feel like you can't or don't want to commit the absolute energy that you have been. And that's what it came to me. And both the work that David and I do takes absolutely every ounce of energy you have. And when you're not able or willing to give that all, it's time to think about something else.
And April, just real quick, just some thoughts on Dr. Luttrell's work.
I am really excited to hear the concert tomorrow, and I want to say absolute congratulations to David and sincere thanks for all he has done for Kansas State University and all he's done for orchestras and string instrument players in this community, a number of which I know, and I'm just so pleased that we get to honor him with this wonderful concert.
And David, just talk about your musical background. Is music just always been a passion, just as long as you can remember, sort of thing? Did it start in any certain grade or class or inspiration?
My beloved aunt Maureen sent us Golden Records when I was 5 years old. They were children's stories set to classical music, and I listened to those over and over again, and started getting a record collection as soon as I started taking cello lessons with Warren Walker, who was a cello teacher here from 1948 to 1987. And so I took his place when he retired. So music's always been a part of my life. I was only one of the four boys who went into music at all. My parents certainly encouraged me all this time. But it was more or less kind of self-starter. I mean, I had a wonderful orchestra teacher in grades 5 through 7. And of course, Mr. Walker, I just greatly admired what they did. I thought, I want to do what they do.
And that's usually how it works. April, even with your story as an educator, just having those teachers and inspirations, a lot of those which are in your family. But it is kind of funny how that works out, right? That teachers inspire to teach. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
in so many ways.
My dad was a professor here in education for 28 years, and of course he had a profound influence on me, even to this day.
As far as composers, any inspirations there? Do you have like a favorite composer?
Oh, J.S. Bach. In fact, I always forced my Gold Orchestra students to chant, J.S. Bach was the greatest composer who ever lived. And that was just kind of a running joke, except I was serious. We're playing Beethoven tomorrow night, and he's one of my favorites, too.
I'm glad you bring that up. I was going to ask you what we should expect tomorrow night. So Beethoven, anything else?
Yes, we're starting off with a fabulous overture of his. My wife, Laurel Luttrell, wrote a piece that we performed in February, and the audience and I liked it so much we're going to repeat it tomorrow night, called The Prairie Ascendant. She did some work on her sabbatical to compose this. And Janie Brokonicki is singing two arias with us, and Reg Pittman's going to join in on one of those. And then I purposely invited the K-State choirs to sing two very short pieces of the K-State alma mater, and then Hubert Perry's Jerusalem, which is kind of the second national anthem of Great Britain, and it's very inspiring to me. I'm going to play the cello for Fauré's Elegy with Paul Hunt conducting, and then we're going to play two movements of the Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony.
You mentioned
a lot of shorter pieces. It's not a 5-hour concert.
as far as composers and composure, will you be able to be composed? Will the emotions be running high for you tomorrow?
I'm already a little bit nervous.
Have some tissue up there?
Maybe so. I'm going to make some remarks tomorrow night.
What will you miss most, the music or the students?
Students, yeah. I've always enjoyed them, and they maybe didn't always enjoy me, but that's the life of a teacher. But I've gotten along great with them. They've kept me young.
And this question, both of you could answer, and we just got about a minute left, so we'll have to make it pretty quick. But any advice to young folks out there who maybe want to be to conduct an orchestra, or maybe want to be in higher education administration? And okay, April, we'll start with you.
I got a piece of advice very early on in my career. Be sure you really enjoy what you do. Otherwise, it's a really long day. I really enjoy what I do, and that makes all the difference.
Same thing. I love doing what I do, and that's why I'm going to continue teaching private lessons afterwards. I can't imagine having had a better life than the one I've had.
Education and music, two very important subjects and ways for folks to be very well-rounded.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Any other closing thoughts? We do have maybe a few other seconds. Think that'll work. You guys nailed it.
I'll have a few remarks tomorrow night.
All right. So again, that orchestra farewell concert for Dr. David Luttrell will be 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night in McCain Auditorium. Again, that is free. Thanks so much for coming in. April Mason, thanks so much for coming in, and good luck in the future. You'll be around. You'll be around, I'm sure. If you missed any of this edition of In Focus, go online, newsradiokman.com. Click on demand, get caught up on today's In Focus, yesterday's, as long as we've been archiving them. We'll see you tomorrow.
You didn't use the word icon or legend.
Icons.
You're talking about
and legends.
Dr. Luttrell, no offense to Provost Mason.
He is an icon.
Yeah.
And he is a legend.
Yes.
Yeah.
No offense, April. Yeah, but yeah.
It's official now.
Thanks for both of you for everything you've done at K-State and throughout our community. Pottawatomie County discussions tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus. Rest of the program lineup for today includes Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon featuring Wyatt Thompson, it's Wildcat Insider on News Radio KMAN. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at KS.